Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph of Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara introduced the concept of Lei Bez Demas Nalayim, which we understood to mean that when Tzibur is Magdish something, what they do is that they are Bezdin, makes a stipulation, doesn't even have to necessarily be articulated, but Bezda makes a stipulation that if and when a situation were to arrive under certain circumstances that they're not necessary. The Gemara introduced this concept when we started speaking yesterday in the shir about a Talmud, that the Karban Talmud was, there was always left over animals that were designated for the Karban Talmud. The Gemara spoke about there was always left over Ktiris. The Gemara introduced the concept of Lei Bezda Masna Lehem. Asked the Gemara, Eisvei, we learned in our Mishnah, Amar Leil Reb Shimon, they asked Reb Shimon, if they lost the animal that was designated for the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and they used a different animal, a different sawyer, and now the lost sawyer was found, can they use it for Musaf on a different Yontif on Rish Chodesh? Amar Lehu, and Reb Shimon said to him, Yikavu, we could use that on that next Yontif, Rish Chodesh, when we need an animal. Amrloi, and they asked him, Hoyle and Kabras and Shavim, Hain Kerevim. The Sav Yom Kippur serves one purpose. Tumash Migdash Vikdashab, Yesh Bayidi, Shein Bayidi Betchila, that the person was not aware of his Tumah before he went into the base of Migdash, before he ate the Kodesh, Yesh Bayidi Besaif. The Sar of the Yom Tovim and the Sar of Rosh Chodesh is used for a different purpose. It's used for a situation where Ein Bayidia Loi Betchilah V'Loi B'Seif, where there was no awareness, not before, no after. Or, as we also learned, the Sar that's brought on Rosh Chodesh is there for somebody who Kohen Tar, that ate a carbon that's Tameh. So the Gemara's question is, the question that was asked in the Mishnah, is how could one substitute for the other, Amlehem, to which Rav Shimon responded, Kulan, Boin Lechapa, Tumas Mitzv Gdashav, even though they aren't exactly the same, but all in the family of Tumas Mitzv Gdashav, that's why we don't want that the animal should have to go, the animal that we found now, should go to waste. So the answer, that's why we could replace it. Vamai asked the Gemara, why is it necessary for the Gemara, for the Rav Shimon? The way Rishonim explained this Gemara, Rav Shimon will be the first to agree that they're not exactly the same. But Rav Shimon's attitude is, since we don't want the animal to go to waste, so we say that since they're all in the same family, it's good enough. But the question is, if we have the concept of Lei Bez Demasna, so why is it necessary to do any more than that? Lei Bez Demasna Leim, and if we rely on Lei Bez Demasna Leim, that's why we'll be able to replace, we'll be able to take off the Kedusha of this animal. Answers the Gemara of Shimon Kamrit. You're asking this question according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon less lay bez the masan lame. Rav Shimon does not subscribe to the concept of lay bez the masan lame. So, of course, the Rishonim ask that in our previous year, we discussed that we don't say lay bez mastin, but misud lay shchicha. So, why don't we just say that this is a misud lay shchicha? It's uncommon. And since it's uncommon, that's why we don't apply the concept of Lei Bez Demasna according to everybody. So Tosfos answers, in a previous year we spoke about an animal that was designated for Yom Kippur and found on Yom Kippur. That's Lei Shchicha. But here we're speaking about the animals that are used in many different situations. Because, as we know, every Yontif has many Karban Musaf, every Rish Chodesh, so that's not considered Lev Mezdin. Another Teretz that the Rishonim suggests is Yom Kippur. There we were talking about animals that were used for Yom Kippur. An animal that's going to be used in Yom Kippur, which of course has a higher level of Kedusha, and because and they go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, very different type of Kabbanis. So there that the animals should get lost is not common. And since that the animals should get lost is highly uncommon, as we learned, we don't say Lei Bez de Masna. Here that we have many such animals and they don't have this high level of Kedusha, that's why we do say, that's why we should apply Lei Bez de Masna. Duran actually suggests that the Gemara could have given that teretz, that it's a Mitzvah L'Shchiach, and by Mitzvah L'Shchiach we don't say Lei Bez de Masna, but the Gemara gives a different teretz. The teretz the Gemara gives is Rav Shimon does not agree to the concept of Lei Bez de Masna. Where do we see that Rav Shimon does not subscribe to the concept of Lei Bez de Masna? Damar Rav Idi Bar Ravan, Amar Rav Amar, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tamidim, Shalihot Shechol Tziba, what we began with, they have extra animals from the carbon tamid. The divrei of Shimon, according to the opinion of Shimon, ain niftan tamimim. We don't say Lei Bez de Masna. If we say Lei Bez de Masna, so as we began our previous year, there's always a problem with an animal that's a healthy animal that normally we don't have a right to be paided to redeem such an animal. So here, if Shimon says we can't be paided them when they're healthy, because why is there a halacha that maybe we could be paid to them when they're healthy? Because we rely on the concept of Lei Bez de Masna. But if you don't subscribe to that concept of Lei Bez de Masna, then the halacha is that you wouldn't be able to be paid it as a healthy animal. And Rechavim Levicham Niftan Taminim, the Rabbanon who disagree with Rav Shimon, are of the opinion that we rely on Lei Bez de Masna. And since we have the concept of Lei Bez de Masna, even though normally the halacha would be that by you can't be paid an animal that's healthy, here it's different. Here it's different. We do say that you can be paid the animal even though it's healthy. Says the Gemara. Rabbanon the Pligid of Shimon, we're now saying that this concept of Lei Bez de Masna is actually Machlokes of Shimon and the Chamim. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbanon the Pligilad of Shimon, the Rabbanon who disagree with Rav Shimon, Maninu, who are they? Ask the Gemara, Inem Rabbanon the Ketoros, if we're going to say that it's the Rabbanon of the Ketoros that we discussed in yesterday's shir, that the Halacha is, that if the, and as we again explained in that shir, they always have, there's always going to be left over Ketoros. So if there's always going to be left over Ketoros, the opinion of the Rabbanon is that we could go through a procedure that we could be paid it. So we see that why obviously do they hold that way? Because obviously it is their opinion that we could rely on Lei Bez de Masna. Says the Gemara, that isn't a proof. Shani Ketoros the Lav Bar Reihu. As we've learned in the previous year, we're going to learn today what happens with this animal that can't be used. The loch is that we leave it for Riya. We leave it to out the pasture until it becomes a balmum. So that you could say on an animal, but says the Gemara, you can't say that on Ketoros. Therefore, there is no option but to say Lei Bez de Masna by Ketoros. But just because there's no option but to say Lei Bez de Masna by Ketoros doesn't mean that you could say it anywhere else. So ask Tosfos that he could have said a different answer by an animal, as we learned and will learn, that animal, if it's not usable for its original purpose, you can put it on la'olus ketz mizbeach to be used as a carbon on the mizbeach, that the mizbeach should never be empty from kabonis. You can't do that with an animal. So Taisha says the Gemara could have indeed said that, but the Gemara wants to say that even something like Riya, which is not really a big deal, Since it's not passable by Ketoros, there is no other option but to say Lei Bez de Masna. But could well be that as soon as there is another option, the Rabbanan will agree that we don't say Lei Bez de Masna. Says the Gemara, El Rabbanan de Paro. It goes back to the Rabbanan that we discussed in our previous year, that Paradumus, the Paraduma, we could get redeemed, and we learned if they found a better Paraduma they could redeem the paraduma that they already designated. And the reason they could do so, we learned, is because Leib Bezden Masna. So we see that we say Leib Bezden Masna. Says the Gemara again, Dil Mashani Parah, the Dama Yukarim. Since the paraduma is very expensive, so we don't want, if the first one is no longer usable, we don't want it to just be go to waste. That's why we allow it to be Nesna. Ella, says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Amrlai. As we began, Rav Shimon said in our Mishnah that since all of the Seirim that are brought on the Yom Tovim and on Rosh Chodesh are all in the family of Tumas Migdash, so that's why that Rav Shimon says if one is lost and they replaced it and then they find the original animal, Rav Shimon told us you could take the original animal and use it on another Yontif. We learned that the Rabbanan asked Rav Shimon that since, as we also said, they're not all identical, so that's all the kaparis are not identical. So since they said that not all the kaparis are identical, we can't say that they could just replace one for the other. Why? Rav Shimon say, obviously, what is the opinion of the Rabbanan? That they're not ready to accept Rav Shimon's svara. The reason they're not ready to accept Rav Shimon's svara that they're all easily replaceable, because Rav Shimon did not have the option of Leib Bezden Masna. The Rabbanan have the option of Leib Bezden Masna, and they tell Rav Shimon, rather than saying what you're suggesting, that we should be that they're all in the same family, which you yourself presumably agree is not the strongest svara, why don't you just say that they Leib Bezden Masna, says the Gemara. How do we know that those that argue in our Mishnah are Rav Meir of Yehuda, Vach Kamalei? Maybe the Rabbanan that are arguing in our Mishnah are the Rav Meir of Yehuda, or Maid of Yehuda he, it says, Vach Kamalei. Who says that Rav Yehuda asked the question? Maybe Bishlam, the Matt, what he said, according to me, that mean the Leib Bezden Masna Leim, I subscribe to the concept of Leib Bezden Masna. So that's why I hold that the animals that were found, because their original Kedusha fell off because of Leib Bezden Masna, and because the original Kedusha fell off of Leib Bezden Masna, and that's why I could use El the Amrit, Loi, according to you, they don't say Leib Bezden Masna, Ma Yikavu, why should they be brought? They don't come for the exact same opinion. So that's why you can't just replace one with the other. So this L'chair is a raya that Rabbi Yehuda is the man the Amr that holds Leib Bezden Masna. But says the Gemara, Dilma Rameyahi, maybe the person who's asking the question in the Mishnah on Rav Shimon is Rameya. Vach kamalai. Bishlam l'dadi, I hold that you could replace one with the other, that if the one was lost and then found, it could be used. The reason I could say so, Damina, because my opinion is, kol asirin, kaparas and shava. My opinion is that they all could be used, they all come for the exact same purpose. Mishamach Yikravu, they could be used at a different time because of course they all come for the same purpose. El Didach, according to you, Amay Yikravu. So the point is like this. If you hold that, says the Gemara, that indeed not all of these kabbonis are brought for the same purpose, so then we could understand that the dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon represents Rabbi Yehuda saying that I hold Leib Bezden Masna. And you, obviously, Rav Shimon, don't hold the Leib Bezden Masna. But if we say that the person who's challenging Rav Shimon and our Mishnah is not Rav Yehuda, but rather the person who's challenging Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon and Mishnah is Rav Meir, Rav Meir is challenging Rav Shimon with a whole different line of reasoning. He's challenging Rav Shimon, and he's telling Rav Shimon, I hold that all the animals come for the same purpose. Since I hold that all the animals come for the same purpose, so that's why if one was lost, I could use the other animal in its place. But you, who don't hold that way, why are you allowing that to happen? says the Gemara. So our Mishnah is not, we don't see from our Mishnah who is the man, the Amid, that holds Le Bez the Masnam. Says the Gemara, Ella Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan who say that the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Shimon, the reason they hold, the reason they disagree is Gemara Gemirle. We learned he had a Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah was the Divrei Rabbi Shimon Einiftin, that any healthy animal, even if it's a carbon seber, we don't have the concept of live bezdin masna. And the opinion of the Chachamim is that the reason we can use them for a different purpose is because they hold lay bezdin masna. So indeed, the Mishnah itself would not necessarily be a compelling raya, but he says that's the Masari he had in explaining the machloikis in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon the last lay bez the masna. Rav Shimon who doesn't subscribe to the concept of bez the masna, my avdon lahu. Going back to what we discussed in our previous shiur, that the animal that can't be used, what will he say should be done? On Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yochanan, mekitzim ben es mizbeach. They use oilus ketzim mizbeach. So the Rashba explains that the question of the Gemara is really focused on that we always have an option, but why should we try to use this animal? So says the Gemara, we are going to use the animal for carbon. The way I understand what the Rishonim are trying to say, according to Rav Shimon, is Chazal were always anxious to say, to use that animal. And the question is, how could that be happen? The question, of course, is that Rav Shimon has this option of using that animal for oilus kaitz mizbeach. But says the Rashba, what's Rav Shimon going to say by Ketoris? Ketoris can't, as we said, we discussed earlier in our shir, actually, Ketoris cannot be used for oilus kaitz mizbeach. So if the Ketoris can't be used for that purpose, what will Rav Shimon say regarding the Ketoris? So I saw that the Rashba says that even Rav Shimon, who throughout our shiur today has been, we've been learning, does not hold lay bez the masna, Rav Shimon will agree that by something which only has kedusha stomim and doesn't have kedusha shaguf, we do say lay bez the masna. And therefore, Rav Shimon is going to say that since the oilus ketzim mizbeach only has kedusha stomim, there I'll agree to the concept of lay bez the masna. And since I'll agree there to the concept of lay bez the masna, the procedure that we discussed in our previous shiur will be acceptable to him. Amar Rav Shuvah Rav Yitzchak, Umayd Rav Shimon Besire Chattis. If somebody bought carbon chattis, and then they brought a carbon chattis, the sash, the Rosh Chodesh, and the way Rashi explains, they bought a saw for a Shchodesh Adar, and it got lost. And now it's Nisan, and they find that original animal. That can't be brought in any way as a carbon seber, because as we also discussed in our previous year, that original animal was bought with last year's money from before a Shchodesh Nisan, and it cannot be used for this year. Therefore, says the Gemara, Maidav Shemesir Chatos Shemekitzim Begufon, that we can't use the animal itself for oilus ketzim mizbeach, ella b'demeim. We let this animal graze, become a balmum, and sell it, and buy with that oilus ketzim mizbeach. Why is this, why here is this the halacha? Hocha, when we speak about the carbon tamid, hud mekara oila v'hashta oila. Let's think about it. Carbon tamid, what type of a carbon is it? A carbon tamid is a carbon oila. So now, it can't be used as the carbon oil because it's from last year. We have a problem, it's from last year's money. So says Rav Shimon, bring with it a oilus ketzim mizbeach. It's all in the family of carbon oil. Avul hosom. But in the case of the seer of Rosh Chodesh, the mikara chattis, it was originally designated to be a carbon chattis. Then the story that happened. So what are you now suggesting it should be used as a carbon oil? Chazal were concerned that gzeir lach kapara otlof ne kapara. Chazal were concerned that if we're going to bring this animal now as a carbon oil up, because they used a different carbon chattis, they're going to perhaps bring it as a carbon oil up before the replacement animal was brought as a korban chatas. And since if that happens, since the chatas was not yet brought, and this animal that we now have found was designated originally for a korban chatas, we're not allowed to do so. So in order to avoid that type of a situation, Chazal said, don't bring the animal itself, sell it, and use it for oil's ketz mizbeach. To which says Abaya, Amar Abaya, so Abaya comments, Afanan nami tanina. I have also learned a brisa that says that according to Reb Shimon, that the korban chatas that was lost, of Rish Chodesh that was lost, and it was then found after Rish Chodesh Nissen, so now I can't use it for another Rish Chodesh, we should let it become Balmum, sell it and use it for oil's ketz mizbeach. Because we learned as follows. Pavasar Shem Kippurim Shehif Shehavdu. The power of the sorrow of Yom Kippur that were lost. Vehifrish Achayim Tachtayim. And different animals were designated in their place. Vekain Tzira Avodah Shehavdu. Or we have a situation where the Tzibur worshipped Avodah Zorah based on an erroneous psak of Bezdin. And they designated a power la'oila and a soil la'chatos. And then they got lost, and then they were found. The halach is kulam yamusu. They all are left to die. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Aimrim, Yirach Yistavu. We let them graze. They become balmum. V'yimachru v'yipul b'tameil b'damam. And then we'll buy the with that oilus ketzim mizbeach. Shein chatzis tzi b'meisa. That even though there's a halach that chatos in the skapu balei ba'acher, that the halach is that if the original animal was lost and then the owner had a kapar with a different animal, it's left to die. That's halach l'mosh m'sinai. That halach l'mosh m'sinai was only said by korban yochid, not by korban tzibur. V'mai, ask the Gemara, why does Reb Shimon go through this procedure that let it become Balmum and then make into oila? Why nikrifuifai guf oila? Why can't we use the animal itself as a carbon oila? Alav shmami, no. Reb Shimon never wants us to use that actual animal as a carbon oila. The reason he doesn't want us to do so is because we're concerned, gzeirlach kapara atul fnei kapara, you may use it as an oila before the chatas that it was designated to be used for is brought, and then you'll have a problem that it should have been used as a carbon chatas. Now it continues the Gemara. Amarava Afanana Mitanina. We actually have also learned a Mishnah. The Mishnah over there discusses the two Seirim that they brought in Yom Kippur. We keep on speaking about them. The Saul Hashem, the Saul HaZazel. There was a girl that identified which animal should be the Saul Hashem and which animal should be the Saul HaZazel. If after they did the girl, one of the animals died, so what do we do? So the halach is, we bring another pair, and we make another gairul, and we now have perhaps either two sar lashems or two sar lazazel. The Gemara in Masech de Yuma, actually in Daf Mem Dalar Man Aleph, has a machloikus, Rav and Rav Yochanan, which one should be brought. Now we have two sar lashems possibly, or two sar lazazels possibly, as we just said. And there's a discussion there, which one should be brought, the first or the second. But whatever we say, we have a leftover animal. Hasheni, Yirach Yistav, V'yimach V'yimach Udama V'landova. And the same question, Amai, Yikrav Iyu, Gufai Oilo. Why don't we just bring it for an Oilo? Because, Elav Shmamino, Acha Kapar, Gazrug Acha Kapar, Allah Tafnei Kapara. We may end up bringing it as an Oilo too early, before its original purpose has been accomplished. Because we can't bring it that early, that's why Chazal said the way we can solve the problem is we don't bring it itself as a carbon. Another riot to this concept, says the Gemara. Omer Ravina, Afanan Namitanina, Osha Shemesu Balosh and Skapur Balov, and the carbon Osham that the owner passed away or the owner had brought a different animal. So there's a three-way machloikis. What do we do here? Yirash Yistav, V'yiv Mach V'yiv L'Dom L'Dom. The first opinion is that we should, the halacha is that Yerushistav Yimach V'Yiplu Dover Dover, because we can't bring that animal itself. The next opinion is, we should let it die. And the reason is because he holds, it's like a chasid shemesa baleo, and the halach is just like by chatas b'mesa baleo. Yulmisa azlas, we said a few moments ago, here too he'll say the same. And Reb Lozheimer, Yavi v'dam of oil, sell it, let it become a balmum and bring an oil with it. Ask the Gemara the same question. According to this opinion, why don't we let this be brought as a carbon oil itself? El alav, again, the same explanation that we've been saying, gazru lach kapara l'atul fnei kapara shmami no. Tanya nami hachi, continues the Gemara, that we're learning now this opinion, that if the carbon tomid can't be brought for what it was originally designated, what we should do is let it become Balmum and bring it for Oila. The Brisa says, Ma'ahem Mevim and Amaisrus, when we have leftover carbon, what do we do with it? Kaitz Benoy Suach Lemezbeach. So the Brisa says, it's brought like Benoy Suach. Benoy Suach are figs. And the Benoy Suach are brought on the Mezbeach. There's many different pshatim why they're called Benoy Suach. One pshat that I saw, Rebbe Chananel, says that they're white. Another pshat that I saw is sucha means to be bent over. According to this opinion, as we discussed, there's a discussion what type of a fruit was the Eitz Hadas. This opinion holds that the Eitz Hadas was a fig tree, and that caused grief to the world. Another pshat is that actually the right wording is not b'noy suach. The right wording is b'noy sheva. And why is it called b'noy sheva? Because sheva represent the 7 days of Avelis. And again, the fig was the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. And we know that after the Aveira of Eitz Hadas, there was death brought to the world. That's why it's called sheva, b'noy sheva, because they brought the concept of Avelis to the world. But ask the Gemara, how could you suggest that that's what we did with that? V'ksiv, doesn't the Torah say, k'chosa v'chod v'ash lo'sikterim mena ish l'ashem? So any sweet fruit, the Gemara is saying, now is in the category of devash. If any sweet fruit is in the category of devash, we can't put it on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tanir of Chanina, what the Braisa means to say is that it's not that's not brought, like we don't buy fruit, but rather, Kaitz Kibnai Suach is a mushal. Just Kibnai Suach L'Adam, just like a person as he finishes his meal, he takes something sweet and he eats the sweet fruit as a dessert. Here too, when we keep on speaking in our shir about the Oilus Kaitz Mizbeach, what is the concept of Oilus Mizbeach? That the Mizbeach should never be empty. And we bring the Oilus Kaitz to show that we want it to be empty, to have a nice dessert, to be nicely used. There's an interesting discussion that our Gemara speaks about devash. So when we normally think about devash, we think about honey. But actually, devash that we speak about usually in the Torah is devash tamarim, date honey. And the discussion is, what is the proper bracha on that type of a date honey, or here in our shiur we spoke about fig honey. There's those that say that the bracha is by priates, because it's the sweet, good part of the fruit, as we're learning now in a shiur, and therefore the bracha should be by priates. There's some say that the halacha is that on dvash tamarim we make a by priates, and all other honey that oozes out, the bracha is shakel niyad dvarim. That those that want to differentiate that the brach, it depends if it came out by itself or you squeezed it out. Lahalocha, the Paiskim say that on all honey, even these fruit honey, the proper bracha would be shahakel. Says the Gemara, Darish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Eimekitzim b'Eilus Oif. Even though we've been learning throughout our shiur today the concept of oilas keitzah mizbeach, that we bring a carbon oilah, that the mizbeach should not be left without any kabonis, the oilah that we keep on speaking about, says the Gemara, is a oilas as a oilas behema, not a oilas ha'if. Eima keitzah b'oilas ha'if. Amar Rava, to which Rava said, Hai burcha, what you just said is incorrect. My Berkhasa, why are you making this type of an allegation against what I just said? I know I'm reading the Halei. I'm the one that taught this halacha. And I learned this halacha for, and I learned this din from Rav Simi v'Ma'ada. We've spoke many times about the animals that are left from 1 year to the next year. My opinion is that those animals are ultimately brought for carbon oila, and when we speak about a carbon oila, yes, there could be oila soif, but a tzibur never brings an oila soif, and oila keitzim mizbeach is considered a oila tzibur, the oila keitzim mizbeach v'ashir. That says the Gemara. Vashmul sover l'hadar Rabbi Yochanan. It says now the Gemara that Shmuel also will agree to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that when we have leftover carbon tamid, we should use it to make it ultimately into oilus koitz mizbeach. Dam Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, kabanat sibar, sakin mashchasun l'mashahein. When we actually shecht it, that's what makes it into what it's going to be. That means that the oilus atamid, even though it can't be brought for carbon oil, can't be brought as a carbon tamid, but since it was originally designated for the purpose of being a carbon oiler, the carbon tamid is a carbon oiler, so therefore the animal itself will ultimately be brought as a carbon oiler. It's going to be brought as a carbon oiler. It's going to be brought as a carbon oiler, but not an oiler's tamid, oiler's keitz hamizbeach. There are others that have a different approach. This is Rashi's approach to Gemara. There are others that say that he doesn't mean to say that the animal itself will be brought for oilas keitz mizbeach. Rather, we'll go through the procedure of letting it become a balmum and then selling it, and then it will be brought for that purpose. That's what tzaka means, that since it was designated for that, ultimately its proceeds will be used in that way. Tainam yachim ma'ariv shimin b'soyer. If you can't bring it, for whatever reason, you couldn't bring it on Yontif, Yaakov Rish Chodesh. If it couldn't be brought on Rish Chodesh, Yaakov B'Yom Kippurim. So since it was meant to be used in the Mizbech Achitzin, so that's where it should be brought. And therefore, Rav Shimon says, but it should always be brought for the same purpose. And the same thing by the carbon tamid, that the carbon tamid, which was originally designated to be that type of a carbon, should end up being used in some fashion as a carbon oilah. We learned in the Mishnah, somebody was bemazed, entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was tamid. Somebody bemazed ate Kodesh when he was Tamid. So said, we learned in the Mishnah, the sar that's brought on Yom Kippur, Hanasim Afnim, the sar that's brought in inside the sar Hashem, and with a combination of Yom Kippur, affect the Kapara. Ask the Gemara Menonimili, from where do we know this din? Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says regarding the sar Pnimi of Yom Kippur, V'chip ala Kodesh v'tumas b'nei Yisrael, u'mepishyeh m'chol chatosam. Pshayim refers to Maradim. The word Pasha always refers to somebody who did an Avera B'mezid. For Kain Weimer, it says the Gemara, that's what it means. When the Pasuk says, Melech Mayef Pashabi. Pashabi is that Yashafit wanted to go out to war with the Melech Mayef. That means Pasha, he rebelled, which is another way of saying an Avera, it's another way of saying a veira that was done b'mezid. Vaymer os tifshe levana beisahi, that the city of Levana rebelled against Yehuda. Then the pasuk continued saying, L'cho chatosam. Chatos referred to the shkogas. V'kein ha'oimer, nefsh kisach b'shkoga. And from here we see that the sar hapni of Yom Kippur not only is mechaper for somebody who did this aveir b'mezid, but it's also mechaper on somebody who did this aveira b'shogig. The pasuk, the Gemara brought two psukim that used the word merida to mean rebellion, to mean that you did an aveira b'mezid. Why was it necessary for that to, for the pasuk to use two psukim? Why was it necessary for the Gemara to bring two psukim to teach us this concept? So I saw that there are two reasons why somebody would be rebel. One is lahachis, that he just wants to rebel. He wants to push back against the current regime. The other one is that he has some personal benefit. So the question is that if somebody rebels just because he doesn't want to accept the regime, that we could understand is an act of merida. But if somebody rebels just for their own benefit, then why, maybe that's not considered an act of lahachis. And as the Gvur Sari therefore explains, when Yehoshafat rebelled against Moav, he rebelled because he didn't want to accept Moav's rule. Levana was a city that wasn't going to be in charge of its own destiny anyway. It was only a question which one. So that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that no matter what type of pshia, no matter what type of mezid, whether it's a mezid that's lahachis, whether it's a mezid l'te'oven, in both cases, that is considered in the category of an aveira that's done b'mezid, and it's both cases considered an aveira that's done b'mezid, and the Torah is teaching us that when you have an aveira that's done b'mezid, in our case, the Tumas Migdash v'Kedoshav, the Sar Hanasa b'fnim on Yom Kippur is mechaper on that veira in a combination with Yom Kippur itself.